evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
With the news headlines, my name is Kalung Kamukulango Mamwape. Oasis Forum warns President Dizzy the Marginalist forgetting the people's struggles. UPND expels over 150 youths for thuggery and misconduct. 128 people known to have died in Hong Kong as 8 more arrests made.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukolangoma Mwape. The Oasis Forum has issued a strong reminder to President Hakainde Hichilema, urging him not to forget about the struggles of both him and the Zambian people that have endured prevailing conditions in the previous regimes. Speaking during a dialogue meeting held at State House today, Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe emphasized that the president's rise to leadership was rooted in shared experience of leadership, one that should guide its decision in office. Ms. Katebe noted that the president and Hichilema himself been deeper in the dungeons than to behead a situation that they hoped that they would not pass through. And a forum has reiterated that a call on President Hakainde Hichilema to suspend, completely withdraw the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 from the floor of Parliament. Mr. Katebe says that if government had followed a straightforward constitutional making process, many of those concerns would have not raised in public.
There are a number of issues, Mr. President, maybe that we could have wanted to be discussing here, especially that if you talk about the previous regime or successive governments, there are a number of issues that you and us went together into the dungeons. And if there were people that were in the dungeons deeper than all of us, I think it's you, because you experienced everything. Hence the reason why you are here. We wanted to vote for a president who has experienced, who has cried with us, who has known what the people of Zambia want, so that when you are here, you will remember that that time we were here, this is what we wanted.
Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema said that government is fully aware that the national issue can attract differing opinions, noting that the diversity of views in its normal part of democracy. President Hakainde Hichilema emphasized that what matters most of is a meaningful dialogue, stating that there is need for citizens to take their concerns to the streets when government remains open to engagement and willing to listen to the views of the stakeholders, such as the Oasis Forum.
And we end up at a dialogue table in order to work towards achieving consensus. I believe this is the spirit of this meeting, that dialogue, I must say, is the most civilized way of dealing with challenges. Personally, I have seen this work. Personally, I've experienced situations where the UPND would have decided to go in the streets.
Meanwhile, Community Action Against Corruption Executive Director Brighton Tembo expressed doubt that the ongoing dialogue between government and the Oasis Forum will produce meaningful results, saying that both parties appear firmly entrenched in their own opinions. Mr. Tembo says that the manner in which discussions surrounding the bill have been handled also suggests so far that the upcoming meeting may be merely formality. Mr. Tembo said that the President Hakainde Hichilema recently reaffirmed his stance during a press briefing, while the Oasis Forum has also maintained clear and unwavering position. Mr. Temboso, determination by both to stick to their views, leaving little room for compromise and consensus, warning that unless government adopts what he calls a broader and more accommodating approach, the current standoff is likely to persist.
From the look of things, if you read between the lines how this issue has been handled, I feel the meeting is just a formality. Both the parties have taken a stance. If you look at the president is at the foot down on the critical issue. So we don't think dialogue can change the position of what the president and his group feels about that situation of Bill 7. Then if you look at the Artist Forum and the group, they have also drawn the line.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has expelled more than 150 youths from Livingstone, Kitwe, and Mpika for what it had described as thuggery, criminal behavior, and gross misconduct committed while misrepresenting the ruling party. Speaking during a press briefing, UPND Secretary General Batuke Menda said that the party will not compromise on discipline and unity and its commitment to national development. Mr. Emenda said that the youths expelled in Livingstone, operating under a group called itself Zaire Police, stormed an Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, the voter registration center, where they arrested would-be voters, and they disrupted the process and later attempted to intimidate police officers, leading to one of the youths being shot in the leg. On October, the Secretary General of the party disclosed that another ruling group from Jerabo's community has been involved in a similar lawlessness, alleging sponsored by political businesses. He named ring leaders as Mutuma Chifunda, Kennedy Musonda, and known fish lion, who were reportedly and brandizing firearms and threats. In Mpika, Emenda says that a separate group vandalized Michael Chirufia Starter Level 1 hospital, damaging the equipment, labor ward facilities, and the doctor's hotels and store building materials which they used to contest personal business structures while claiming to represent the United Party of National Development, UPND.
All the cadres that I've cited in these three instances who were involved in yesterday's skirmishes are all dismissed from the party. We have dismissed them forthwith, and they will make sure that they should not be involved in any such activity at any time. We should not allow them to use our party regalia to mistreat Zambian people. We will not allow them to use the name of the party merely because the party is ruling.
And now, business news. Business news.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu has urged the government to introduce more incentives in the energy sector to boost investment and help the country achieve more long-term energy sufficiency. Engineer Zulu says that while the current open access policy is progressive, it is not enough to attract the level of investment required to meet Zambia's growth in terms of energy. He notes that traditional incentives would encourage both local and foreign investors to participate more actively in the energy sector. Engineer Zulu says that foreign direct investment will play a critical role in ensuring that Zambia's long-term investment security, especially in line with the presidential and HDMR visions for adequate and reliable power supply. Engineer Zulu adds that strengthening the energy sector is crucial to Zambia as it positions itself to become a more industrialization hub in the Southern African region.
You cannot talk of incentives without considering return on investment. Mm-hmm. Whatever incentive that you're going to give should bring in a return on investment, otherwise you become a philanthropist. But how can you run a